It is Christmas Eve, the day when the iconic character Ebenezer Scrooge begins his ghost-filled journey to redemption. Staging Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol is a holiday tradition at the North Shore Music Theater in Beverly, where actor David Coffey has played Scrooge for 26 seasons. But the pandemic canceled the popular performances there, so WBUR's Andrea Shea checked to see how Coffey is connecting with the miser and his message at the end of 2020.
So how are David Coffey and Scrooge holding up without their shows in Beverly this year?
Oh, we're doing good, I guess. Feels odd not being there.
Coffey is home in Arlington, Texas, and says he really misses the North Shore Music Theater's tradition.
It's the whole experience, the getting together of our company. It's like a family reunion.
That's Coffey elated at the end of a 2015 performance with hundreds of fans. He's been acting for 52 years and says his theatrical relationship to Ebenezer began in high school in the 1970s.
I always related to Scrooge. I don't know what that says about me, but, you know, but I always did.
Coffey's soft spot endures in part because Scrooge is a complex villain.
This is a man who has experienced a lot of loss in his life. He's an injured soul.
While Coffey isn't able to channel Scrooge's pain and transformation in 2020, the actor is still finding ways to commune with the character, including rewatching some of the old movies that shaped his views of the miser. Coffey says he's known A Christmas Carol his whole life.
Mr. Magoo, I think, was the first version I ever saw of the story.
Why, 112, money piling up, I love it.
Coffey loves how the many adaptations of Dickens' tale delve differently into Scrooge, from 1992's The Muppet Christmas Carol to the 1951 version starring Alastair Sim.
A Merry Christmas to you, Uncle, and God save you.
Bah! Humbug.
Christmas to humbug?
You can't mean that, I'm sure.
I do mean it, sir. What right have you to be merry? What reason have you to be merry?
But it was 1935's A Christmas Carol that inspires Coffey's delivery of Scrooge's most famous utterance. That film features British actor Sir Seymour Hicks.
He would literally say bah and humbug, but for me, that just doesn't sound natural. So for me, instead of a true bah, mine was always like, yeah, humbug.
When asked, Coffey happily shares some of Scrooge's other well-known gripes.
The idiot. Goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips. Boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart, he should.
But the actor's favorite line is at the end of the North Shore Music Theater's production, after Scrooge's life-changing night with the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future, when his housekeeper tells him it's Christmas Day.
And I look at it, I go, Christmas Day? And I turn and I look out the window. I look up towards the sky and I say, I haven't missed it.
When Coffey thinks about all of the people who feel like they're missing Christmas this year because of the pandemic, the actor says there's solace to be found in A Christmas Carol's message.
That there's hope for change.
The actor has his own wishes for that in 2021.
My hope is to get that vaccine and be back to work next year.
Coffey's been out of work for most of 2020 and stands to lose his health coverage in March. Even so, the 63-year-old feels lucky. He says a lot of his friends lost their theater jobs in New York City and had to leave. Others have died from COVID-19. Coffey muses he might not be back on stage until next Christmas. But, as he's apt to do, the actor who loves Scrooge puts things into perspective, which he says A Christmas Carol can help us all do.
When you see this show or if you read the book, it just allows you to stop. And the pandemic has helped this too, in some instances, to just stop, lean back, take a breath, and take note of where you are in your life and how can you make the world better, both for you and for everybody else.
And Coffey has faith we can all find some glee, as he does, in Ebenezer Scrooge's experience of discovering his own humanity.
I don't know what to do.
I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. And I'm as giddy as a drunken man. A happy new year to all the world. Woo! Hello!
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.